Well, here's a half a minute poem as a last one, and thank you very much. Very glad to see you all, and we'll meet out in the hall, I hope, and hope to be back sometime, and I wish you all the best of luck in the future. This is a little poem, I guess, about which I usually tell audiences something, but I think it'll stand at this late hour just by itself. But it was, let me just say one thing. In my whole books, there are only two poems that I've ever written which were written at the very moment of the event that caused the poem. And tonight you're hearing both of them, oddly enough. One was The Cancer Cells, which is written immediately upon seeing a picture in Life magazine of the spread of these cancer cells. And this one, when I almost ran over a little squirrel in my car, an experience that many people have had, or some such experience, and I pulled to the side of the road, found I'd missed him, was terribly nerved up, and for 3 or 4 minutes had a sort of feeling of clairvoyance, as if I understood everything about this little creature in relation to me, in relation to time, space, and infinity. And so I had a pencil there, and I wrote this poem down exactly the way it is. You see, it had happened to be a good fate, but it could have been the opposite kind of fate. And what does the, how do you ever figure these things out? You know, it's impossible. On a squirrel crossing the road in autumn in New England. It is what he does not know, crossing the road under the elm trees, about the mechanism of my car, about the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, about Mozart, India, Arcturus, that wins my praise. I engage at once in whirling squirrel praise. He obeys the orders of nature without knowing them. It is what he does not know that makes him beautiful, such a knot of little purposeful nature. I, who can see him as he cannot see himself, repose in the ignorance that is his blessing. It is what man does not know of God composes the visible poem of the world. Just missed him.